6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
It's EV News Briefly for Monday, 25th of September. I'll be back at 5 p.m. UK. That's midday Eastern, as usual, with the full show. But Patreon supporters get the episodes as soon as they're ready and ad-free. Over the weekend, the Detroit Auto Show finished off with so much buzz around electric vehicles, and the main attraction was the Powering Michigan EV Experience, where car enthusiasts and those that are EV curious could take an electric ride, the likes of Tesla and Ford offering street course rides as well. I say it all the time, the best way to get someone into an EV is to get someone into an EV. Here we got some pricing for the US version of the Niro EV for the 2024 model year. Starts at $40,925 for the base trim. Top trim is about $46,000. You get vehicle to load, though, on that, which is a very cool feature. Get some juice out of the battery. In the UK, the Peugeot E308 has got some pricing, and that's £40,050 for the base model of the E308. A very, very popular C-segment car, their brand's entry into this segment, going all electric with the E308. Usual specs for what's under the skin of these vehicles: 115 kilowatt motor, 54 kilowatt hour battery, charging at 100 kilowatts, 257 miles of WLTP range. It all looks good, and a heat pump as standard across the range as well. Handy, because it's about to get a bit cold here in the UK for about the next 6 months. Now, BYD's Dolphin EV is arriving in North America because it's going on sale in Mexico. Also, congratulations to BYD. They just made their 500,000th Dolphin as it rolled off the production line in recent days. Now, in Mexico, the Dolphin will be priced around $31,000 equivalent, 45 kilowatt hour battery in that version. The European version will get a 61 kilowatt hour battery. The US Energy Department is earmarking $325 million to develop batteries that they call extended storage. So a lot of lithium-ion batteries that are used at grid scale at the moment are very good for several hours of immediately reacting to what the grid needs. But what about battery storage on the grid that could last 12 hours all night when the sun doesn't shine if you're soaking up excess solar? And what about for tens of hours? That's the goal of this money to be spent. States like California, New York, and Hawaii already have an excess of solar and wind energy, and they're looking to ensure that that is all soaked up and stored. Over the weekend, Toyota seems to cause more controversy in the EV community with their new global ad campaign. From what I can tell, it's called Electrified Diversified, where they're saying that they have an EV for you in every flavour. So whether you want a hydrogen fuel cell car or a mild hybrid, they're all EVs and they've got one for you. Well, firstly, no one's buying hydrogen cars and their hybrids are as mild gets. But to call them an EV, well, that's a step too far because they haven't got plug sockets on the side of them. And that is the industry standard definition of what's an electric vehicle. So Toyota, sticking two fingers up, thumbing their nose at standard conventions and I think possibly causing confusion. Do they mean to? Well, the public advocacy group Public Citizen say yes, Toyota are trying to confuse people and get their buyers to think that they're more electric than they really are. Japan's EV charging network is facing a conundrum. They're all getting old, as in the chargers, and no one's replacing them because, well, no one's buying EVs. 2% sales of the new car market, and yet all these old 50 kilowatt CHAdeMO chargers are reaching the end of their life. It's a real problem for EV adoption in Japan. And some great insight over the weekend from Clean Technica on the Candela EV using the Polestar battery, 69 kilowatt hour DC fast charging to set a new record of 777 kilometers in just 24 hours for electric boating. And that's briefly